98.5 K-Fox, it's Chris Jackson, my guest, the legendary Gary Hoey and his guitar. Hi, Gary.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
I thought you were first going to speak with a note.
How are you, Chris?
Well, Gary Hoey has his guitar here. It's this time of year. You don't just do holiday music, but if it's this time of year, you do holiday music.
Yes, it's that time of year. You know, with a name like Hoey, my mom said, Gary, you need to do a Christmas album called Ho Ho Hoey. And here it's been 22 years.
Wow.
We've been on the road doing Christmas music, and you know, we mix it up with some other stuff, but it's a lot of fun.
Gary's playing in Santa Cruz tonight, and he's playing in San Francisco tomorrow.
Yes, we'll be at Moe's Alley tonight. We're coming back. We played there last year. We had a great time, and then tomorrow we're going to be at Biscuits and Blues.
I love it.
Which is a great intimate venue, great Southern food, if you like all that Southern stuff.
Well, I want everybody to get, if you don't have it, get Ho Ho Hoey and get a bunch of Gary's stuff. But they should be playing it around the house and stuff. I mean, trust me, there's nothing like it. You want it in the background.
Well, you know what's funny, Chris? Back in the day when I recorded the first Christmas album, my mom said, you need to make a nice Christmas album. And I said, well, I want to rock. I want to do it rock style. And we had no idea at the time, you know, that there wasn't really a lot of rock and roll Christmas music, you know, for stations to play and for, you know what I mean, you guys for bumper music and stuff like that. My manager said, let's just record the 12 Days of Christmas and send it out to our friends at radio. We kind of stumbled on this thing. And then TSO came out the following year. And I didn't realize rock Christmas wasn't something that a lot of people were doing.
Well, what do you want to play for us that would be an example of what people could see in Santa Cruz tonight?
Well, I was thinking, what if we do, how about Carol of the Bells?
Yeah.
Is that cool? Okay, yeah, I'm going to pull this one up here. I will hit some
very majestic.
Yes, let's
all
do
right.
That one. All right.
Gary Hoey with his guitar live. Gary Hoey. Gary Hoey live with the guitar in the studio. That was amazing. I want people
Thank
to
you.
Know that wasn't a CD. That's Gary playing it live. That was so cool, man. That's got to be one that gets everybody going, man? Is that like a fist in the air?
It is. That's the one at the show when everybody just, you know, we get everybody going crazy with that one. But, yeah, I always mix my album without the lead. You know, I always kind of do the mixes of the Christmas record so I can play along to the tracks.
That's
I have the
right.
band in the box. But tonight we're going to let them out of the box at Santa Cruz, and tomorrow it's at the Biscuits and Blues.
That's Gary Hoey. Tonight, Santa Cruz. Tomorrow, Biscuits and Blues. You got to go. It's going to be the holiday show that you'll remember, and it'll be a regular thing. People come back. It becomes a routine. It's part of, just like in the holidays, there are traditions. This will become your tradition.
It's fun, man. When we meet fans and they say, you know, we decorate the tree to your Christmas music, or we always kind of open out gifts and things like that, it means a lot. You know, it's nice to be part of people's holiday. I mean, I grew up in Boston. North of Boston, actually, Lowell, Massachusetts, for anybody who knows where that is. And my mom was big on Christmas. She was really big on Elvis, Bing Crosby, you know, Johnny Mathis, all the old classics. So I grew up, you know, with a lot of Christmas music in the house. So it was fun.
Well, let's have Gary Hoey do something else that you might see tonight in Santa Cruz.
Yeah.
Gary Hoey, or tomorrow night in San Francisco.
How about a little bit of blues? Is that cool?
Yeah, yeah.
Here we go.
Let's do it. Gary Hoey live in the studio. Here comes the truth. What is the truth?
Oh, it's whatever your truth is. It's whatever it is.
It could be something you're not going to like hearing.
It could be something bad. It could be something good. You never know.
Oh, but, watch out. Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Ooh, wow, man. That's nice.
Thank you, man.
That's yours?
That's a song I wrote.
Here comes the truth.
I wrote that actually on the album called American Made. It was a few years back, but... it was sort of like I wanted to be B.B. King. You know, I was trying to be B.B. King. and so I wrote a song about, the truth, just, it is. People want to shove stuff under the rug.
Here comes the truth.
And sometimes it comes back at you, right?
Oh, man. I love that. I'm going to use that. Hey, call somebody. Hey, man, are you sitting down? Because
here comes the truth.
Gary Hoey's my guest tonight. Mo's Alley, Santa Cruz. Tomorrow night, San Francisco. But you got Mo's Alley's killer, man.
Yes.
And the whole Santa Cruz thing. And we want to pack that place for Gary Hoey
tonight. Thank you, man. You're awesome,
bro.
So
I want everybody to be out there. Maybe one last little riff to say goodbye.
All right, I'll do something. You can fade me out whenever you want. I'll play a little something.
Gentlemen, there he goes. Gary Hoey has left the building.